Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, What About...
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, we are all here." He asked for a light and then rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoicing at having come to faith in God. The reading, the word of the Lord. Our preaching team has had the wonderful opportunity of celebrating Holy Week and Easter for 26 years at Resurrection Parish in Moneta, Virginia. Resurrection does not have a resident priest and has been administrated by non-ordained leaders and more recently by a permanent deacon. About 12 years ago, we had the wonderful privilege at the Easter Vigil of receiving an entire family, two parents and their four children, into the community. The youngest was Danny, and then he was about 12 years old. For most of them, the family received baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist that night. We have remained friends for years. This experience has made the first reading for today very real. It is an unusually detailed story, so it must have made a big impression on the early followers of the risen Christ. It is full of drama. Paul and Silas are stripped and beaten, thrown into a cell and put in leg irons. Then Paul and Silas begin to pray and sing. Amazing! I am fairly certain I would have been very anxious and depressed. But they were on fire with the Holy Spirit and manifested a trust for which all of us should seek. Then comes the earthquake. Their prayers are answered in a powerful natural phenomenon. Do we acknowledge that God works that way most of the time? Are we paying attention to ordinary events? There are two different reactions in this scripture passage. The jailer wants to kill himself, and Paul and Silas need to figure out what comes next. First, stop the jailer from killing himself, then preach the good news and baptize the whole family. But before that happened, the jailer cleans and bandages all the wounds of Paul and Silas when they had been beaten. After that, listens to the good news. There is an important message here. We all have to try to heal the wounds, or at the very least, acknowledge that people around us are in pain. before we can proclaim the good news of salvation effectively. What about the incarceration of desperate people on our borders? What about the homeless and mentally ill? What about the negative judgments we make because someone shared gossip about another person? There are hundreds of whatabouts in our society. The Spirit will prompt us to the appropriate response if we are listening. Thank you.